Taking Back America with a progressive voice in the afternoon. This is the Mario Solis Merritt Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart in for Mario. Welcome and thank you for joining me on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And since I grew up in Nunn, Colorado, and lived in Greeley, and have, you know, been back and forth in the state doing talk radio in and out of the state for years now, I thought I would just say, hey, howdy. When I was a baby talk show host, I started in Denver, actually. I actually first did radio in San Juan, Puerto Rico, but then I did it here, too. And I've done radio in Spanish and in English, which is kind of fun. So now I would love to talk to you. I have so many things to talk about you. I am literally bursting at the seams. First, I have to acknowledge the heat, though. It is very, very hot out there. I propose, since it's supposed to be 93 today or 94 today, another record-setting day. And by the way, tomorrow we will beat a record that was set in 1874 and tied in 1901. So be careful out there. It's really, really hot. I don't know about you, but I don't have working air conditioning in my car. I had it pumped up this year, and it went, it started making funny noises and went, and it doesn't work anymore. So I need to get back to Ralph's shop and get new air conditioning because I don't like my dealerships up here as well as I like shop. So anyway, here's the thing. It's going to be 98 degrees on Thursday, 98 on Friday. It doesn't look like any relief. Tomorrow, it's also going to be in the 90s. Rain chance of about 10%, but I'm sure we'll get a thunderstorm. Look outside. It's probably brewing. I'm not even going to tell you what degree it is here because you'll be sad. So, all right, here's the thing. How are you staying cool? That will be a running theme throughout our show because we're also going to talk about hot political topics. We have so much to discuss. First of all, our conversation yesterday about energy also dominated the Senate debate. Mark Udall, the Democratic candidate, my favorite in the race, finds himself slipping against right-wing Republican Bob Schaefer, who has pushed for oil exploration. John McCain's back! We're going to call his office and see if he'll talk to us. He's back! We're still waiting to hear from Dennis Kucinich, those of you who urged me to call him yesterday. We have a call out to him about not only our topic yesterday, about the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't forget. I do try. And also, we have a call out to him about the hearings that were held in the House last week, whether or not they did any good. All right. Energy dominates the Senate debate. It will be broadcast this weekend on Sunday, 10 p.m., Fox 31. Mark Udall will debate Bob Schaefer. Apparently, he slammed him on his record to advocate drill, Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Now, Udall, according to the Rocky Mountain News story, has slipped 10 points in the polls. He slipped to a tie in the past month. He fought back saying tax breaks that Schaefer's and others gave to big oil have not stopped and maybe even hastened. You need to listen to this, you oily oil heads. Big oil has not stopped and maybe even has hastened recent gasoline price increases. Okay? So those of you who are looking at your gas tank and going, when did it start possessing 50 of my dollars? Just know the right-wing Republicans who supported a really stupid war and a very ridiculous assault on our safety led to part of this mess. And their thing about drill, I swear, I hope you were listening to Ed Schultz earlier today and, like me, almost ran off the road with delight. I have a crush. I do. I have a political crush. I have a political crush on Governor Brian Schweitzer of Montana. I really do. I love the guy with this little brush cut and his border collie. First of all, I grew up with border collies. So, you know, he's already got great taste in dogs, although now I have a terrier who's I'm absolutely besotted with named Pedro. But anyway, it is amazing to me. He just so succinctly sums up what should be every Democrat's position on the energy crisis. And he is so succinct and so charismatic. I know Montana may conceivably go Democratic this year, but I adore him. He is just so smart and so great. And I can't say enough good about him. He just, all right, basically his points are these, and please forgive me if I misrepresent any of them, but I think I heard correctly. Here's what it is basically, okay? It's amazing. It's amazing. What we would do is he's for, just as I am, really just so much so, an electronic grid that will carry electrons, as he puts it, from coast to coast. Carry electrons coast to coast in an amazingly, wonderfully easy grid that would be connected with transformer lines that could carry the winds of the west all the way out to the coast, both coasts, which are both energy hogs, by the way, carry them out to the coasts and supply electricity with everyone. We'd have nighttime electricity that we could get savings on by selling it back to the grid if we don't use our cars the next day. If not, charge up your car at night when electricity is cheapest. Convert everybody get hybrid cars, have tax incentives, up to 15% tax incentives for people to convert their existing Prius and Hondas, Civics that are hybrids, convert them to plug-in hybrids. Then we all get on the grid. $70 billion, he estimates this will cost. Boom, bada bing, bada boom. We are set. We are set. Within $70 billion a year, he says, basically, we will be able to supply most of our energy here and cut ourselves off from dictator oil. Hurrah! Yay! Fabulous! Let's do it. It does $70 billion. What's that, 7 months of the war in Iraq? That's what it costs. Everything, just reduce it in. How many months would this take? War in Iraq. How much is our deficit? It's close to $500 billion, folks. $500 billion. You can't spend 70 to build a grid. And yes, I know we're going to require. We also need a jobs and works program. I'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But what I want you to do is think about it. Dream about if our government did invest dollars wisely, how would you want them to do it? Well, that's the way I want them to do it. Do it right now. Do it tomorrow. Do it like in 3 minutes. Get busy, because if we did it, we do not have to, as he put it, he asked the head of BP, the big oil company that brags about how energy efficient they were, Brian Switzer asks him and says, okay, buddy, how much would this, how much really, if we drilled everywhere in the Rocky Mountain West, if we drilled offshore, if we drilled everywhere, how much would this give you? And he said, well, it'd take about 10 to 20 years, and you might get $1 billion worth of oil. We get 6.5 billion, 4.5 billion is from dictators. Excuse me, for 1 billion, for one quarter of that? No, thanks. Let's spend the $70 billion, get an electronic grid up and running, wind, solar, end of story. We're done with them. Bye-bye. Build infrastructure. Give everybody jobs. Because somebody's got to build. I was thinking about what that driver Ricardo told me yesterday about the guy, remember, who's going around and collecting people's goods at foreclosures. Well, what if he could be trained to build the robots? If it's all robotic work, fine. Build the robots. We'll find work. Somebody's going to have to, robots can't put those things in the air. Robots can't fix them, can't drive out on the roads to fix them. We could do this too by setting some smart taxes about use of roads. For example, I'm one of the 83 to 93% of Americans who drives less than 50 miles per day. Okay, so maybe you tax me less for highway use, because I don't use them that much. And then put the onus on big corporations that use them to ship their freight at our expense. And while we're at it, could we please have nice, clean, safe electric trains that move quickly for passengers as well as goods? Okay, that's my dream. That's what I want. I think we deserve it. How about you? 4:14 in the afternoon. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is Mario's show. I'm filling in for him all week, except for Thursday. John, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Oh, hey, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I'm swell. Fired up and ready to go.
Absolutely. And I'm right there with you, honey. You got great ideas. I just had one thing to add. I thought, we already have this the hybrid technology, and we also have the flex fuel technology where we can put money into farmers' hands. Why can't we have cars that use both?
Well, exactly. What he's talking about.
With flex fuel.
What he's talking about is if we just had it with the first 50 miles as electric, right, then you'd confine me and my fellow. I heard both figures, 83% and 93%. But most of us drive less than 50 miles per day. I know that sounds weird in a state like Colorado, but it's really true. So most of us, and even when I lived in Colorado, I drove less than 50 miles per day. I'm sure even my sister who's in real estate does. So here's what you do. You drive less than 50 miles per day. You do it all on cheap electricity, okay?
Yeah.
And then if you take a long drive, let's say you head up to the hills or you go, you know, to Lyman to go see six states or whatever you're doing, you say okay to yourself and you flip a switch and go over to flex fuel. And then you can, I could run on switchgrass fuel and I could pay a farmer and support a farmer, which great because, you know, we're having to help farmers out now. Ritter just proposed it because farmers are hurting in Colorado and I'm a farmer stock. I'm from a wheat farm and you know, up in northern Colorado. And you know what? I want to support farmers for as long as we can because without them, we're nothing. I don't think it's an accident I relate so well to Brian Switzer. He's an organic farmer, you know? And I just want to tell the guy, yes, I wish I could live in Montana and vote for you, you know, twice.
Well, I think what's encouraging, too, is that, you know, you look and you see the American public has driven, what was it, 40 billion less miles, I think it was, in the last quarter.
Yeah, we can change our behavior. Exactly.
As a result, and look at the effect. You know, the prices are finally, thank God, starting to come down a little bit.
All together now. We can
work. Keep the pressure on them.
We can do this. Thank you so much for your call. I really appreciate it. In effect, what we're doing is we're putting a halt to them on our own, individually. Imagine what we could do together. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on Mario Solis Marich's show. It's time for Traffic with Scott Boylan. I'll be right back with your phone calls right here on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's 420 in the Mile High. It's hotter than heck. But, you know, if it ain't raining, you know, we just got to knuckle down and be good. What are you doing to beat the heat? You know, I was thinking about that today, and I know I always come up with my standby cold soup recipes, so I've been beating my brain. I've got a really good recipe for cold tea. I'll give you that in a little bit, and it doesn't involve sugar, although it is sweet. So I'll let you know what that is coming up on the Aaron Hart version of the Mario Solis Show. And I really want to talk to you about also the vice presidential race. There's news out today. CNN says the Virginia governor won't comment, but the Washington Post says that Tim Kaine, make that, of Virginia is in serious talks with Obama about being his vice president. Meantime, we have John McCain campaigning in Oregon and Bennigan's, a Colorado landmark of such. Those of us who have performed or who've gotten out of radio shows late and like to go and eat occasionally around at Bennigan's, we'll miss it. So sorry, Bennigan's. Bye. Gosh. 303-713-7600 and the Senate debate upcoming on your TV screens this weekend will be about energy. So be sure and take a glom at that, and we'll talk about it, no doubt, on Jay Marvin's show when I fill in next week. Now, I'm going to take the calls in the order that they came, Ron. I know you want to talk about energy, and I do want to continue our conversation about, I really believe this country should be wired shore to shore on an electric grid. I really do. I just think this will be best for us. We'll get off the crack cocaine that is foreign oil, and we will be able to beat this. We are the United States of America, man. We helped stand up for the world, and not only did we stand up for the world and defeat the Germans and the Japanese in World War II, but we rebuilt Europe and Asia, in which no country had ever done. The genius of the Marshall Plan was amazing. And that's why Obama's speech in Germany meant so much to me, was because I felt like my father was giving that speech. It was really eerie. Kathleen in Netherlands, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, Aaron. First, I wanted to talk about Udall and Obama dropping in the polls. And I believe it could very much have something to do with their votes on retroactive immunity for the phone companies.
Yeah, that was a vote that would have been hard for me to hold my nose and pull the lever for. There is stuff in there that allows the government to continue to investigate, which I know was important to them, and they did make some amendments, but I don't think I could have voted that way. I don't.
Right, and Mark Udall continuously votes with the Republicans. His constituents, I was at his town meeting a year ago, and everyone there. There was over 350 people, and they were begging him to stop funding the troops, stop funding the war, and bring the troops home. And
right.
he kept saying, if I don't fund the troops, I'm abandoning them. No one is saying abandoning the troops.
I understand, Kathleen, but have you seen the ads that McCain has been running against Obama, accusing him of he only voted against funding once, and they're using that one lone vote against him over and over and over again in battleground states. That's the problem, is you do have to think about your opposition. You do have to think about the independents in this country, because they will carry whoever runs for office over the hump, because neither side has enough. You still got to appeal, whether it's 6 to 10% of the voters. The independents still really count in this country. Go ahead.
I agree, but where's Obama? I mean, Obama needs to come out and address this, right, publicly. Okay, but the other reason I called is I had called yesterday, and I'm the one that had called and brought up the Council of Foreign Relations.
I remember, and I looked it up on the website, and we also have a call-in to Dennis Kucinich.
Okay.
We called three different offices, just to let you know. Rick Ashton's making every effort to find him.
And I appreciate that, but where I became confused is you had told me, well, look up some facts and show them to me, and I said I'm working and I'm too busy to do that. But like two calls or three calls after me, a guy came on and read you quotes right
selected
out of Rockefeller's mouth.
Of what people had said, yeah.
Yes, and those were facts. And you
they were opinions. No, excuse me. They were opinions.
No,
they
that was
facts.
A fact that Rockefeller wrote that himself.
Okay, he wrote it. That's a fact. But his opinion, the statement that he made was an opinion.
But it's his opinion, and he's in the Council of Foreign Relations, and he's helping run the show.
Fine. I'd still disagree. I don't believe that membership in it, or I don't believe that inherently it's evil, just like money isn't inherently evil.
Okay, I'm a little baffled because I didn't have time to do the research, but here this guy came up and gave you some research
and I let him
with
speak.
Some facts.
I let him
and,
speak.
Well, but you put him down as if he was... And me, too, as if we're conspiracy theorists.
I don't believe
you don't have facts. He's giving you facts right out of Rockefeller's mouth.
We'll just have to agree to disagree, okay, Kathleen?
Okay.
You can believe what you need to believe. I still believe that electing Barack Obama is an infinitely wiser choice than electing John McCain.
But not an infinitely wiser choice for the American public who wants sovereignty.
I believe it's I think it's infinitely better for us all around.
All right. Well, I'm going with Kucinich no matter what. And
okay, waste your vote. Have a good time.
It's not a waste. I can't. I don't know when we decided as Americans settling.
I believe
settling
it will waste
okay.
your vote. I believe it will waste your vote. But if you don't believe that, that's fine. Colorado is a battleground state. You'll have to decide if you want to cooperate and be a Naderite of 2000. If that's your choice, that's fine. I heartily and soundly disagree with you. I respect your right to believe what you believe. I really do.
And I want you to know, I feel like we're on the same team, Aaron, but I just feel like it's the fact that we've all decided as Americans that it's okay to settle for not demanding what you really want.
I think I'm more pragmatic than you are. I think our country is in so much trouble after 8 years of Ronald Reagan and 8 years of 12 years of the Bushes, that if we don't start repairing and knit up the raveled sleeves of care in our country, Kathleen, we have infrastructure in this country that is falling apart.
I agree.
Now, I don't think Dennis Kucinich will ever be elected president in our lifetimes. I don't think that will happen.
If we all voted on our conscience, he would.
No, I wouldn't vote for him. I would rather, listen.
What are you against
Listen to me carefully. I'm for to elect a pragmatic person who can get things done.
That's Dennis Kucinich.
I do not know. It is not. He may lose his election in Cincinnati, my friend. He's in deep trouble, as
but
I
But
he recall.
Is also the only one obligated to the American public who took this impeachment thing as far
that's
as he
what
can
you
go.
Believe. And I understand that. Ooh, I've got a good outlet for you. I thought of you this morning. I've got a good thing for you to do. You ready?
Yes.
Democrats.com
okay.
is having a huge protest. Let me just look it up. I had it on Google. One sec. I have to get my email up. Sorry, my window closed without my permission. Keep listening because I'll give it to you in just a minute, okay? Democrats.com. They want everybody to bombard Nancy Pelosi about she appeared on The View, I think it was, and Joy Behar kind of nailed her. So if you haven't seen that podcast, you want to see that. And I will tell you more about it in a minute, but I don't want to waste it. You know, I don't want to kind of delay the show.
I understand. So, and there's another website, vflog.com, that has a video flog to Nancy Pelosi's office from 8 months ago.
A video flog. That's great. Yes, I like that word.
Vflog.com.
All right. We'll agree to have a sense of humor then. Thank you, Kathleen.
I do have a sense of humor, and thank you, Aaron.
I'm glad, Kathleen, and thanks for calling back. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, even though you were so mad at me yesterday, you called back. I do appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. Here's what it is. Citizen Journalism Contest. Ask Nancy Pelosi, what is an impeachable crime? It's a contest. It's running at Democrats.com. Let's have a Coloradan win, shall we? It's 428. Thank you for joining us. Hi, Ron in Littleton. Welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Aaron, how you doing?
I'm swell, Ron. You?
How's the number one gal from a nun doing?
I don't know whether I'm the number one gal from Nun, but thank you very much. And my hometown does remember me. I'm actually, my family's in the Nun Museum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a new museum of the Northern Plains, it's called. It's right off Main Street.
Okay. I wanted
to only four streets and Nun, so it's kind of hard to not
miss
it. I
wanted to bring up a couple things, but I'm going to make a prediction. I'm so turned off with who we got, both Republican and Democrat, for president. I say a curse on both their houses. And I predict whoever wins is only going to last 4 years, and somebody else will take their thing in 2012.
Really? You don't think Obama will be a good president?
Well, we shall see what we shall see. I have the feeling he's going to be another Jimmy Carter.
I don't. I really don't. Did you read the article in The New Yorker with its odious cartoon? And I know somebody heartily disagreed with me about that, too. Actually, read that article. It's by Ryan Lizza. He's a really good political writer who's writing right now, Lizza. If you go to NewYorker.com, you can find... I actually went back because I was remiss and missed it the first time. I went back and read the article, and it's really astounding how political he is and how good he is at politics. Now, that might not please people like Kathleen, but it pleases me, people like me, who... I love having ideas about what to do for policy. I really think a lot about how to make my country a better place, which makes me a pretty good talk show host. It might make me a good politician, but I don't have the stomach for a lot of things that politicians have to do in modern times.
I can't.
I don't have the temperament. And first of all, I'm not the most patient of women, as anybody who knows me will tell you. So the thing is, I don't know whether it would be really good for me to do that. And he at least has, you know what I like about him? He's unflappable. He stays calm no matter what. And I really like that about him. I do. I really want a grown-up in the White House. He's more grown-up than people twice, you know, than have 30 years on him. He's more grown-up than John McCain.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. I really want to see that happen. I really do. I want to see a man who's even-keeled and talented and smarter than I am to be president of the United States.
Well, I just wanted to bring out that opinion, but I'm on to bring out the thing about energy, and I agree about electricity.
Yeah, and, it's the best.
And I've read some articles. You know that the state of Texas was going to build a high-speed rail network?
Yeah.
Similar to what the Japanese have between Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston.
Texas.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, but you know who killed it? You know who killed
it? No.
There was a governor named Bush.
And
and you know who suggested it to him? You know who suggested it
Karl
to him?
Karl Rove?
No. The president and owner of Southwest Airlines.
Isn't that sad? Yeah. One more reason not to fly Southwest. Okay,
Frontier.
They need your help. Thank you so much. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Mario Solis Maric. I'll be right back with more of your phone calls. Here's how you connect and communicate. 303-713-7600. I know I talk really fast, but I'm so excited to bring you all this information. I just have to talk to you. Wouldn't you like to see from sea to shining sea? Wouldn't you like that wind that damn near blows you off the road when you're going to Sterling? I've been in my uncle's honking, heavy, 3-ton car and almost lost it on the road up there. So you know what? Let's make that wind work for us. Let's get it getting our cars going the first 50 miles. Let's let it power our homes. Let's go, America. Solar, sun, wind, the elements, geothermal. Let's heat our homes with geothermal. 303-713-7600. We can do this. Time for traffic with Scott Broylen. Those of us who are still stuck in our car. Hi, this is Aaron Hart, and I just want to send some props out. I know you probably can't hear me because of the signal and how strong it is, but, you know, I'm from a small town in Weld County, and I got to tell you something. I'm hurting for you in Delta, Fremont, Pueblo, 22 Colorado counties where farmers and ranchers are in economic distress due to the drought and late spring freezes. So, you know, just keep hope alive. I know that, you know, maybe it's because I'm a farmer's kid that I just keep getting back up. You know what I mean? That's just, it's in my nature. No matter what happens, you just keep getting back up and try again. And, you know, I want energy freedom in our country. And, you know, and I'm not a saint. I like my refrigerator. Yes, I have an Energy Star refrigerator. And I don't think we can completely wean ourselves. You know, I'm not going back to the 19th century. No, thank you. But on the other hand, I think there are things that we can do in modern times to make ourselves much better off. I really do. I think there are just so many things we can do. So we're continuing our energy discussion yesterday with some new angles. We're also talking about politics. I'm going to bring up the Veep choice. And we're also talking about, because it's so dang hot in Colorado, Richard in Bellevue, I just found out you're hanging on. Thank you so much
Hello. For
calling from Bellevue to tell us all to beat the heat.
Yeah, but first I do want to say that I think Schweitzer's idea about the nationwide energy electricity network is the answer.
Isn't that amazing? Did you hear him on Ed Schultz's
show? I didn't
show?
Hear him today, but I've heard him before. You know, I'm a big fan.
I am so fond of him. I almost want to move to Montana so I could vote for him, you know, twice. Well, I just like him.
And in places with lots of sun like Colorado, we can put solar panels on every roof.
300
and
days.
Feed it into the grid. And you can create
days.
Jobs by building the solar panels and installing them and building the grid, the infrastructure, you know, it's an easy answer.
I know. And the thing is, we do have to worry about where we're going to dispose of the batteries. We do have to worry about storage and all those things. But you know what? With our creativity, talent, heart, and determination, we can do it.
Yeah. So anyway, I've got a great tip for beating the heat.
Okay.
First, I have to admit that I do have a jacuzzi here at my house.
Uh-oh.
You know, which does use some electricity, and I use it every day of the year.
Well, as long as you use it every day and you see and you get pleasure out of it, I'm sure you're.
I do. It does a lot for me. But I bought a 100-gallon Rubbermaid horse trough that I set on the deck, and we call it the cold plunge.
Huh.
And I fill it with fresh water every couple of days when it's real hot like this.
Yeah.
And I took the hole out of the bottom and installed a little faucet and attached a hose to it so that when I drain it, I run the hose out to one of the fruit trees.
Makes sense.
In my yard.
So you're recycling the water.
Yeah, and especially this time of year, you get out of the jacuzzi, even at 10 o'clock at night, you sit in the cold plunge for a while, and it cools you down. It's real nice. There's no air conditioning in my house.
Oh, that sounds great.
In the middle of the afternoon, I'll go out there, and I'll just sit in the cold plunge for a minute. Or if I don't get out there early enough and it's starting to get hot, I can go sit in cold plunge for a couple of minutes and then still get in and get my hot treatment on my back for a little while and then get back in the cold plunge to cool off.
You know, there are a lot of people who could probably have access to Rubbermaid horse troughs in Colorado.
I thought I was going to get a galvanized one when I went to do this, and they're newfangled now. I went there, and it looks just like a bathtub.
Well, heck yeah, why not?
And it's perfect, and it fits, too.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you. I'm Erin Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk, filling in for Mario Solis. He's off this week. I'm filling in for him Wednesday and Friday. Polly Baca, former senator in Colorado, is filling in on Thursday. And I'm filling in for the lovely and talented Jay Marvin all next week. Mark in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good afternoon.
Hello, Erin.
Hey.
I guess I wanted to first make a comment. Hopefully Kathleen's still listening. The gentleman that called you up yesterday to try to support her didn't actually present any facts.
No.
What he actually did was he presented a series of statements that others made
about.
And then another person quoted in a book that then he quoted.
Right.
So a series of people quoting a statement made by another person is not a fact.
I know.
And that's the wonderful thing, of course, about conspiracy theories. And it's why, you know, unfortunately, Kathleen, it's why people call you a conspiracy theorist. See, if you presented that the Council of Foreign Relations wants the world and world government, and here is bank statements from the Council of Foreign Relations.
And here's the documents
that they funded that, you know, then that's a fact.
Well, like you can do with the Nazis. The Nazis were incredible note takers. They took notes on mass murder. They took notes about plans for mass murder, plots to assassinate Hitler. They did a number of things. So we can go back and archive in their record and find, you know, factual support for their most dastardly and evil and horrifying deeds. So, you know, but that's what we're talking about is factual support, is evidence, primary evidence or secondary evidence that is factual in nature. Absolutely.
And I guess the other thing I wanted to make tell a little story here. I'll try to be real brief.
Okay.
I work at a car dealership, and a lot of the salesmen want to be Republican. They were standing around last night talking, and it went on politics.
Right.
And I found the conversation very interesting because they genuinely believe that McCain does not have a chance unless Obama loses the election. In other words, then many of them said
it's Obama's
this
to
election,
lose.
This election is Obama's to lose.
Right.
And I did ask them. I said, "Well, why do you think that is?" And they said that Obama's not fighting back. That they kind of perceive it a lot like Kerry, who allowed the statements to be made by the Swift voters.
He did eventually fight back. Who were funded by T. Boone Pickens. Let's not forget.
Right. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. And eventually, Kerry did fight back, but at a certain point, it starts sticking.
Not soon enough, and I agree
with
you. You know what? I'm hoping that he picks an attack dog. And I heard, I've been kind of high on Jack Reed as his possible vice presidential candidate, but I heard him the other day on Ed Schultz, and he was really kind of weak in his defense of Obama. And I was like, we need somebody who's better than John. Now I'm blanking on his name. North Carolina senator, ran for president again, is a big bond poverty, handsome.
Edwards,
that's it.
Yeah.
Has a wife with cancer. Okay, so anyway, John Edwards, when that debate with Dick Cheney, I just got sick to my stomach. I watched it and I went, oh, same way I felt when I watched Joe Lieberman lose. It was like, you can't be nice. But you know what? I was thinking about it today. And maybe there's a problem picking a senator, because senators are supposed to be collegial with each other and nice. And you know John McCain's going to break that rule, because he already is. He's already getting nasty in his ads. So, you know, maybe Obama's feeling the same pressure to be collegial. To heck with that. We need an attack dog to bite them back hard.
Right. And, you know, I hope that maybe some of Obama's people are already here in Denver, maybe might hear this. I don't know. But I just found it incredibly interesting that this group of average Joe Republicans, were actually that down in the mouth about their party and had that opinion.
Yeah, and you could win it. Thank you very much. It's 4:44. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on Mario Solis Maricha's show. 303-713-7600. Is it Obama's to lose? What kind of energy plan do you have? Ritter seeks help for Colorado farmers in McCain's campaign and stumping in Aurora. Hey, McCain, if you can hear us, feel free to call in, 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls coming up. And time for traffic with Scott Broiland. Hey, it's 4:47 in the afternoon. Be careful out there in the heat, heat, heat. I like the horse trough idea. I'm actually reminded of my father. He used to run a very cold bathroom. He had a sunken tub because he was 6'5", and he wanted a bathtub that was made for him because he was so large. But anyway, we used to fill it up and put ice water in and then sit around in our shorts and, you know, sit in their sort of atrium-like bathroom and with our feet in the water. And I'll tell you what, you stick your feet in cold water and you'll cool off fast. If you want a nice, reasonable way and don't need to run right out and buy a horse trough, just use your bathtub and sit on the side of it. I've done it. 303-713-7600. I especially used to do it in New York. The other thing I used to do in New York, because I could never afford air conditioning there. And what I did was I used to take very large, he had very large handkerchiefs because he liked outsized handkerchiefs. And I used to just get them and soak them in very cold water and put them on me in front of a fan. Sort of like a very reasonable way to air condition your body. Jason in Inglewood, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good afternoon, and thanks for joining Mario's show. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Aaron, I kind of wanted to talk about the energy thing. You guys are all, and I say you guys, and I mean liberals. You're talking about electricity. You want, you know, the whole country to be wired with an electrical grid, right? We could drive around in electric cars and things would be so much better,
First 50 miles, because 93% of the, well, 83, let me just make it more conservative. 83% of the people only drive 50 miles a day.
Okay. Well, okay. I think that most of that is just platitudes, and let me tell you why.
It's not. Governor Brian Schweitzer, he went to a website that's actually owned by a company that that also produces oil. So, you know what? No, sorry, it is true.
No, I don't mean that particular fact is platitudes. I mean the whole just running right into electricity is platitudes, and here's the reason why.
Okay.
80% of all of the electricity, particularly in Colorado, comes from the burning of fossil fuels. We use coal to create our electricity, which is what generally the left is adamantly opposed to.
Talking about getting off of that stuff.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. But the first thing that you say is we want electricity, and then our 80% means of doing that is from the burning of fossil fuels.
And we're talking about
replacement.
You're not listening to me. Instead of using coal to power the electricity, you use wind turbines to power the electricity.
Well,
so you build a lot. Wait,
wind.
Wait, just hold on. Hold up. I live where there's a lot of hydroelectric, but I also live where we're converting to wind up here in Texas and everything. The reason that you want our transmission lines are decaying and aging. No matter what happens, we're going to have to replace those. So what you really, really want to do is power those with wind, not with any fossil-based fuel. But go ahead, please.
Well, I don't disagree with that. The problem is we're just not ramped up on that. And as a side note, it's funny that you slammed T. Boone Pickens when he's the first guy that... What's that?
Didn't slam him, just said factually he's the one who tried to torpedo Kerry. And you know what? I wonder if he doesn't very much regret that decision today. One of the reasons why I like Brian Schweitzer is when he was asked about T. Boone Pickens, he said, what do you think? Is he a secret shill for the right-wing reactionaries? He goes, no, we should listen to anybody who wants to pour $20 billion into making wind turbines work. You know, I'm for that. Look, if the guy wants to repent, say, I was a moron not to support John Kerry, and I supported an idiot like George Bush, let's go. Yeah, fine. He's obviously changed his mind. He's obviously said to his oil-guzzling, drunken brethrens, no thanks. Done with dealing with you guys. Can't drill our way out of this problem. Apparently, you're so in love with the Saudi family that you can't bear to break away from them. Great. Let's go. Let's do something else. I like his creativity and his energy. Do I like the fact that he supported the Swift boats? I think it's a low blow, and it was inaccurate, and it was horrifying and evil. But you know, can evil people change? Sure. Is there redemption possible? I hope so.
All right. Well, let me ask you this then. We got to get off the coal. We got to get off the oil.
Yeah.
You don't want us to build any dams for hydroelectric power?
I didn't say that. Did I say
that?
You're assuming that I must believe in lockstep. But you know, one lovely thing about being a liberal is we don't have to think in lockstep. And I won't even say, like you conservative guys, and put you in a box, you know? I'm not going to assume that you think moronically like every dumb conservative I've ever met. I won't think like that. I'll think that you could actually be wise and smart and maybe even occasionally funny, you know, even though I find a lot of conservatives are humor challenged. 452.
Okay, so you think that we can wisely construct dams for hydroelectric power?
I think it might be possible, sure. As a matter of fact, we're doing salmon recovery all over the place up here, and I don't see us tearing down dams yet. It's 452. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. But let me not speak for the entire environmental movement, because, again, we liberals, we don't have to think in lockstep. Yippee! Scott Broyland, it's time for traffic. Let's come back with your phone calls. Hey, this is Aaron Hart. I'm going to take some phone calls right quick here. But coming up, by the way, McCain's going to campaign in Aurora tomorrow. He's going to stand around with Caterpillar heavy equipment. By the way, he's also going to multimillionaire investor Charlie Gallagher's home in Inglewood tonight for a high-end fundraiser, because he is lagging behind Obama in terms of fundraising. Obama, by the way, has raised most of his fund, smashing all records again with small fundraising on the internet. Like it a lot, which is why I don't mind that he took private funds, just so you know. Chris in Boulder, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Pretty swell, you?
I'm doing well. Hey, a couple comments. I definitely agree about having coast-to-coast lines. I want to see wind energy off Cape Cod. I want to see every strip mall in Colorado with a solar panel on it. And I want to see wind turbines in the west. And I can't believe Texas, of all states, is the leader of wind energy.
Absolute leader. Although, you know, Cape Cod, I understand the view. You don't want to necessarily spoil it, but I got to tell you, they can't be exempt. They've got to have some. You know what I like, too, are personal ones. Have you heard about the little personal ones? I asked about this the other night at Sustainable Dave's event up here. And you can get little $635 17-foot wind turbines. If I lived in Colorado, I'd have one.
Oh, yeah.
You can get one for your backyard.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
My other point is about staying cool.
Yes.
And it comes from my cat. I come home from work, and she's laying on her back. She has a white stomach.
Yeah.
And she's on the tile, and she's just nice and cool.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
Tiles.
That or not.
Nope, I've laid on cold tiles when I was hot. You betcha.
Yeah, right.
I'm serious. They are cooler. They are cooler. No, my family used to have both quarry tile, you know, the reddish tile that you see. Those can get pretty cool. My dad put ambient heat, you know, hot water heat underneath them long before it was fashionable. I think I come with my daydreaming, ooh, let's do something better energy-wise from my dad, who used to image remaking the world to be a more friendly place.
Yeah.
So, even though he was a Republican, by the way.
My third comment is I want that guy's jacuzzi.
You know, when my back hurts and I'm feeling like, you know, and I've just been doing 3 hours worth of yard work, I want one too.
All right.
All right, we'll just have to go make friends. We just have to go make friends with people with jacuzzis, Chris. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, Bruce, Damien, hang in. I'm going to get to you top of the hour next hour. We don't have any guest planned today, as far as we know, unless Dennis Kucinich calls us all of a sudden. So we're just going to talk amongst ourselves. We've got Veep choices to talk about. Apparently, Obama is allegedly on the verge of picking Tim Kaine. I heard William Crystal say that on Fox News. I'm not sure it's entirely true, but we'll see. I hate to see Bill Crystal write about anything since he writes so badly in the New York Times. Shame on him. 303-713-7600. We'll be right back on Mario's show coming up.